James Doyle rolled up large margins in his home base of Dane County and in Milwaukee County. Along the way, he picked up some of the voters who deserted the top of the Republican ticket. A West Dallas man leaving his polling place last night says he voted for Doyle. The man says he usually backs the GOP, but couldn't support Scott McCallum.
Because I don't think that McCallum has been good at all for the state of Wisconsin since Tommy Thompson left. On everything. I don't think that he's done not even a good job. I think he's done a terrible job.
Doyle may also have benefited from the candidacy of Libertarian Ed Thompson. For example, in the traditional Republican stronghold of Waukesha County, Doyle not only had 10,000 more votes than 1998 Democratic candidate Ed Garvey, but Scott McCallum had 10,000 fewer votes than Tommy Thompson did in 1998. Ed Thompson had nearly 9,000 votes in the county. Jim Doyle's other main strength was picking up swing counties like Racine and some of the more rural counties in western and southern Wisconsin. But the number of counties in Doyle's column doesn't erase some challenges he faces as governor. UW-Madison political scientist Don Kettle says the top headache is likely to be the projected state budget deficit.
Well, the one thing that we know is that there's no more room to duck this issue. The financial community in New York has already said that if you don't find a way to balance the budget, we're going to downgrade you. That would be very bad because we're cruising close to junk bond status now. The Constitution requires a balanced budget. The public is going to demand it, and the next governor is going to have to figure out a way to get that to happen.
Professor Kettle says Doyle may have to make some very hard decisions in a hurry. But for the first time in 16 years, Democrats control the veto and bill signing pens. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.